Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
What's going on? My name is Stephen Knight, and you're listening to the Stephen Knight Show. Welcome to the Stephen Knight Show here on EOTM Radio. As always, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. We have a great show lined up for you. We'll be discussing the latest in entertainment news, sports, fashion, and movie reviews. Now, tonight, we welcome soulful duo Raw Beauty, and then we'll be chatting it up with the one and only Miss Cece Peniston. She will tell us what she's been up to and what she's working on now. As always, we want you part of the discussion, so call in with your questions and comments. The number is 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. You can also join us in chat. There is a link on our Facebook page. But first, Ms. Parker, how you doing? Ms. Parker on? Maybe not? Okay. TK.
Yes, sir.
What's going on?
Nothing but the movies, man. Nothing but the movies.
Nothing but the movies. Well, listen, before we get started, you know, today is February 11th, and a year ago we lost Whitney Houston way too soon. So this show is dedicated to her because she loved music, and we have some great artists on tonight. So I just wanted to put that out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So tell us about the movies. What's going on in the movies?
Well, I went to go see three movies. I saw Side Effects, Warm Bodies, and Identity Thief. I'll start off with Side Effects. Side Effects is a psychological thriller from the makers of Contagion. This movie doesn't fail to deliver. It's just as powerful as Contagion. It's about a psychotropic drug that has very, very dire side effects. And this is a little confusing because I can't tell you too much because that is part of the plot. I do highly recommend the movie. It stars Channing Tatum. It stars Jude Law and Catherine Zeta-Jones and Rooney Mara. I don't know if any of you people saw The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. She's actually the star of this movie as well. She just, you know, is out of that girl in the dragon with the dragon tattoo costume. So you may not recognize her, but, you know, she's one of those actresses that are great chameleons. I highly recommend this movie, especially if you're into suspense and psychological thrillers. This movie does not fail to hit the mark. Warm Bodies is a zombie movie with a twist. You know, we have, you know, vampires that fall in love. We have werewolves that fall in love. So now they finally have a zombie movie where the zombie actually falls in love. he's dead, but he still has some semblance of consciousness of his human side, and he actually meets a young girl that's able to pull out his more human side. It has hilarious moments. Some gore in it, of course. It's a zombie movie.
Yeah.
It's okay. I don't give it a complete thumbs up. It's like a thumb to the side. You know, it's halfway up and halfway down. You could wait for DVD to check this one out. I thought it was entertaining. So, you know, me and my horror, I take my horror very seriously. But I thought it was entertaining. You could go out to the movies to see this one. But why waste your bucks? Stay at home, wait for the DVD. Or on demand, for that matter. The last movie is Identity Thief with Jason Bateman and Melissa McCarthy. Those two almost made me pee my pants. This movie is so stupid, especially the fight scenes between those two. I just have to say, they went 100. They really, really did. Melissa McCarthy, if those that saw Bridesmaids, she was the plus woman in Bridesmaids, who was hilarious there. She was also in This Is 40. So she plays, she has a lot of pivotal roles of small parts in other movies, and she always delivers. She's that woman that you hire in a clutch. You know, she can bring a scene home. And I had the privilege of also seeing the making of this movie. And one of the things that they talked about was how much fun they had making it, because they crack each other up, and you can clearly see it.
The chemistry.
Yeah, exactly. And even in some of the, like, the takes that made the movie, you can see, you know, their mouth wince a little bit when they're trying to, like, hold their character. Very, very funny. I highly recommend that one. I say go to the movies and see that one. That's a good date movie. Get you laughing, get in a good mood.
Let me ask you a question.
That's
just,
yeah.
I was watching CNN earlier tonight, and they were talking about, you know, Governor Christie's, Chris Christie's been getting so much flack over his weight and him being a role model and whatnot. And they were talking about that same actress you were just talking about from the movie. What's her name again?
Melissa McCarthy.
And they were saying that because she's in the public eye, you know, she has a duty to be a healthy size. What do you think about it? Do you think people should be judged on their weight?
Well, I think people should be free to be whoever they're going to be. That's just my opinion. But we live in a society that's very superficial and very face value oriented. And I saw and heard those things about Governor Christie, and they did a poll. Don't know if you watch Bill Maher, but they did a poll on Bill Maher, and they were asking people on the panel who were notable people if they would allow or want him to be president. And they almost unanimously said, I don't want a fat president, pretty much.
Yep.
And they based it on health, not the aesthetic. But, you know, we had a president that had polio and was confined to a wheelchair. He was a good president. You know, they held him up in honor. If the man can run a country, I mean, he's been doing some things for the state of New Jersey. His weight hasn't stopped him from doing that.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. That's crazy.
So, I don't think the weight has anything to do with it in my book, but, you know, we live in a superficial place.
Yeah, we do. We do that. Well, as always, TK, we appreciate you.
All right. And wait, before I leave, just tell Miss Peniston I love her. I've always loved her. I deeply, deeply fell in love with her when I heard her perform in D.C. Actually, I had a phone conversation and told her myself, but just remind her again that I love her. So don't forget me.
We definitely will. And she has a lot of fans. I will say, people found out we were doing this show. She has a lot of fans. So that's great.
Yeah.
So
Cece is pulling a bomb diggity.
Yeah. All right. Appreciate you.
All right.
Ms. Parker, what's going on?
What's up?
How you feeling? I know it's a Monday, a long Monday. How are you doing today, this evening?
It's been a long Monday. I didn't leave the office until close to 8, so it's pretty long. But I'm doing well. I had a great weekend. It's going to be a long couple of days, but I'll get through it.
Exactly. So I know you were saying you had a favorite song by Cece Peniston. What's your favorite song?
I'm moving on.
I'm moving on. You gotta sing it for when she comes on.
My favorite song. I was 11 when that song came out, and I love that song. Oh my God, I still watch the video all the time, and it used to come on BET all the time. I love that song.
You love it.
Yes. So I'm excited.
A-Ron, you said you had a lot to talk about in sports. What's going on?
Well, first of all, let me just get my favorite song of Cece's out the way. Hit by Love. I love that song. It's on my iPad. I love it. The video's just fun. Cece, if you're listening, that's my favorite song of yours of all time. And you have plenty of really good songs, but that one is just like, that just gives me energy. It just really gets me up. I really like that song a lot. And please come out with a new CD, please, something. You know, something for us. Yeah.
Music.
Now, all right. Yeah, some good music. Definitely thirsty for it. Now, to the sports. All right, first of all, I just want to talk about is Black History Month, so I just want to get a couple of things out the way real quick. On February 8th, 1986, female figure skater Debbie Thomas became the first African-American to win the women's singles of the U.S. National Figure Skating Championship. She was also the first black woman to win a national figure skating title, and she was the first African-American to win a medal in any winter sport when she won a bronze medal in the 1988 Winter Olympics in Calgary. So big ups to Miss Debbie Thomas. I thought that was really, really cool. And also on a sadder note, this is the 20th anniversary of tennis superstar Arthur Ashe's death. He died on February 6, 1993, and he was the first African American to win Wimbledon back in 1975. So just wanted to talk about that real quick. All right. Donald Driver, Green Bay Packers wide receiver and also Dancing with the Stars champion. He announced that he is retiring from the NFL after 14 years, all with the Packers. Wow. So congratulations, Donald, on a really good career, and looking forward to seeing what you're going to do after the NFL. Let's see. Also, wanted to talk about Michael Vick. Mike's in the news. He has agreed to a restructure on his contract.
Mm.
So pretty much he's going to take less money next year just to actually stay with the Eagles. So he was actually going to be possibly making $16 million next season, but the Eagles might not have kept him. So he's taken a pay cut.
Pay cut to stay on.
Experts saying probably around $10 million is what he'll make next season.
Okay, he'll make.
But it's a 1 year deal. So this is it. Like, Mike, you gotta show out, you know, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Step it up. Yeah, and on a sad note, San Francisco 49ers tight end Delani Walker. He's actually mourning the loss of his uncle and aunt who were killed during by a drunk driver.
Wow.
Last Monday, the Monday after the Super Bowl game. So he was in the Super Bowl, and his aunt and uncle were killed that Monday morning. So,
wow.
To lose the Super Bowl and then lose your aunt and uncle all within the span of a couple of hours, that's got to be really tough. So my thoughts and prayers are out, you know, for him and his family. And let's see. Oh, yeah. This I thought was really, really cool. NFL greats Emmitt Smith, Deion Sanders, Michael Irvin, LaDainian Tomlinson, and Marshall Faulk are all appearing in a public service announcement in favor of gun control.
Oh, wow.
This PSA is sponsored by Mayors Against Illegal Guns. So be expecting to see them all together. Probably now. I think it was actually shot on Friday, so it should be out now, or it should be posted out really soon. So be on the lookout for that. Also, Ms. Parker, I think you will like this. Kevin Garnett is part of a very elite group. He is the 16th person in NBA history to have scored over 25,000 points. And he did that when they played the Lakers recently. So congratulations, Kevin Garnett. 25,000 points is a lot. That is a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a lot. Yeah, so congratulations, Kevin, future Hall of Famer. I'm proud of you, man. Keep on playing. And last but not least, the great, the legendary, the six-time NBA champion, the man who makes these shoes that everybody has to have, including myself, I'm getting me a pair again soon. The great Michael Jordan turns 50 on February 17th, this Sunday. So happy early birthday, Michael Air, the greatness, Jordan.
Happy birthday, Mike. Happy birthday,
yes,
Mike.
And
definitely.
That's it. Yes. So I got all that out the way. If y'all got any questions, y'all want to ask me, go ahead. What's up?
You had a lot to say. No, a lot of great stuff tonight. A lot of great stuff tonight. And people want to tweet you. Where can they tweet you?
They can tweet me. I changed my back to my regular name, I think. So, yeah, just type in A. Because you know that I had that crazy stuff, that A1,
right,
whatever stuff. Yeah, first name, last name. Aaron Cosby, just type it on Twitter, and you will find me. Aaron, A-R-O-N, 1-A, 1-R, 1-O, 1-N, Cosby, just like Bill Cosby. You'll find me there. You'll find me on Facebook, and you'll find me on Instagram also. So,
definitely appreciate it.
That's it.
Appreciate you as always. Have a good night, okay?
All right. Y'all do the same.
Have a good night, Aaron.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Parker.
Ms. Ferguson is finally back with us.
I know.
What's going on?
Hey, stranger. What'd you say?
Hey, stranger, welcome back.
Girl, I know. I had a cold for like 2 weeks. Well, cold turned into a sinus infection, and I was on antibiotics and just dosed up. So I wasn't going to be doing anybody any good.
Glad you're feeling better. That's the most important thing.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. I am doing much better now. I think I drove everybody around me crazy, though. So I apologize for that.
What you got for us?
Well, a couple things for you guys. I know. I hope I come correct tonight. But I do want to warn everybody that everything isn't as spectacular as it has been, because the President's Day sale is coming up next week. So they're later on this week. So they're going to have a lot of sales coming out this week. So for today and Valentine's Day, they don't have a whole lot, but they do have some that I think you guys might be interested in. The first sale that I wanted to mention tonight was regarding Valentine's Day. And if you guys want to go shopping for some last-minute Valentine's Day gifts, then you can shop now through the 13th, which is Wednesday. You can shop now through the 13th at Things Remembered, and they're having, like, a special sale on all of their Valentine's Day stuff. So everything that's heart-themed or I love you-themed or, you know, pink or red or anything, all of that stuff is on sale at Things Remembered. And they have a lot. I took a look at it today. They have a lot of great stuff out there. And, of course, you know, Things Remembered is the place you can get things engraved or embossed or, you know, if it's a leather good engraved, if it's metal or glass, so or etched if it's glass. Anyway, and they just have a lot of great gift ideas. And plus, they're giving free shipping on your purchase, on any purchase. So, you know, you might want to take a look at that. Shopbox.com, that's a store that has, like, a lot of designer goods. And they also have, you know, just a lot of regular stuff, but they mainly gear their items toward designer goods. But they're having a sale right now, and if you shop there, they just added a lot of stuff to their clearance rack, and it's an online store only. If you shop now, you can save up to 70% on your purchase, and this is for women only. Sorry, but it's just for the ladies. Jones New York is also having a sale. They're having their President's Day sale early. So if you shop now through the 18th, you can get an additional 30% off of select styles with a savings up to 75% off. Plus, you can get free shipping on orders of $99 or more. If you shop The Loft, which is, it used to be Ann Taylor's Loft, but they just dropped the Ann Taylor, now it's just The Loft. If you shop The Loft now, you can get 40% off of regular price and sale items. And you can use code TAKE40 if you want to go shopping online. Plus, if you are shopping online, they're giving free shipping on orders of $125 or more. Or you can pay a flat rate of $8.95 for anything under any orders under $125. Kenneth Cole. Now, I was really, really impressed by what Kenneth Cole is doing. They do this every year. They've been doing it for the past 15, 20 years. And it's raised head again. It's beautiful head again. They're having a Help Repair the Homeless event. And that's now through Friday, which is the 15th. if you go to Ken Cole, you can take any pair of gently used shoes and get 20% off of a new pair. So basically, you're trading in your gently used shoes to give it to the homeless, and then you get 20% off of your purchase of a new pair of shoes at Kenneth Cole. So I love it when they do this event, and I always want to tell you guys about it. So please, if you have any shoes to spare, run down to Kenneth Cole. And this is just in the regular store. This is not the outlet, so please keep that in mind. But just run down to Kenneth Cole and trade in a pair of shoes, please, guys, because, you know, they really, really need it. I just also wanted to remind you guys that Zara is still having their semi-annual sale, and that's for ladies and guys, so you may want to hurry up and go on down. And last but not least, if you're a fan of Crocs, I am not, but they are comfortable, as I'll get out. I did buy a pair. I had to break down and buy a pair for driving shoes. But if you shop now through the 18th, I'm so ashamed. My mom will be laughing at me, but I'm so ashamed. But I did have to break down and buy a pair of Crocs. And if you shop now through the 18th, Crocs is having their President's Day sale, and they're announcing it early. Actually having it early, you can save anywhere between 15 and 20% off of your purchase. So that's all I have for you guys tonight. I know that I'll have more next week because it is President's Day, and they always have a fabulous President's Day. So I promise I'm going to take that time off again, ever again in life. I miss you guys.
And all that will be on your website, buttshopaholic.com.
It surely is. Yes.
Hold on 1 second, Janera. You said Zara is having their annual sale. Is it online as well or just in store?
You have to go into the store. You know what? I'm sorry. I'm getting Zara confused with H&M. Zara is out there. Their sale items are also online.
Okay.
So you can shop online at Zara.com, and you should be able to take advantage of the semi-annual sale as well.
Cool. Okay.
All right. As always,
thank you, ladies.
We appreciate you.
Sure.
Have a great night.
Okay, you too. My pleasure.
Right. And Ms. Park, what's going on in entertainment news? I know it was Grammy night last night. Did you watch?
It was Grammy night, so everything is about Grammy. It's about the Grammy. What did you think about the performances, the dresses, the suits, or
Kelly,
the foolishness
Kelly
the dream
Rowland.
Had on?
Oh, yeah. Kelly Rowland, Jennifer, J-Lo. Mm.
Yep. I think those two were the top. Yeah, I agree. I think those two killed. I think Rihanna looked really pretty in the red dress.
Yeah, Rihanna looked good too.
Yeah, I think she looked really pretty. There were some hot messes, as we all saw. Adele looked like she had on somebody's tablecloth.
Yeah, they said she was wearing a couch.
Yeah, she looked a mess, but I guess you can't really do too much with that. Beyonce kept it simple. What was the dream last night? Why did he decide to wear it to the Grammy?
I don't know.
Like,
maybe he was trying to make a statement. I don't know, but it didn't
work.
Is he
going through something? I mean, and he's too old.
Yeah.
I mean, I would expect some foolishness like that from Chris Brown or Soulja Boy. You're 30-something years old. Get it together.
Yeah. Right.
You're
30. Right.
You know, that just wasn't the place. It was definitely not the place for it. And Jay-Z kind of.
Yeah, it says I'm slick. Yeah, I thought Justin Timberlake killed it last night. What you think?
His performance was good. Yeah, you know, definitely welcome Justin back. You know, everybody's waiting for his album to drop. He's been gone for 6 years, so definitely, you know, everyone is waiting to see what he has coming. What other performances did you like or not like? Bob Marley.
You know, I missed that part, but I also missed Frank Ocean's performance, and I heard that it wasn't that good.
What the hell was that song? Forrest Gump or something? I'm like, what is
it? Yeah, he got a lot of negative feedback
from
that. Yeah,
it wasn't good at all. It was a poor choice of song, and I think that he may have realized he didn't do a good job performing the song, so...
Well, you know, he and Chris Brown, you know, they've been kind of beefing, or they had the little...
Fighting outside of the studio over a parking space, I heard.
Did you notice that when he won his Grammy, Frank won his Grammy, Chris didn't say it? And allegedly,
Adele got on about that, got on Chris Brown about that. I don't know the details. That's, I was kind of skimming through some entertainment stuff. So I wonder what she said to him.
Adele better be quiet. You know, Chris Brown, he put some paws on you.
Right.
At the Grammys. He don't care about doing it in public either. So if I was her, I'd just leave him alone. None of my business.
Well, you know, remember Keisha Cole gotten so much, she's getting so much hate from her comments about Michelle Williams at the Super Bowl. Well, apparently last night she took to Twitter again during the Grammys. And once again, it backfired on her. And people just, I'm reading some of the tweets that people tweeted her. She's,
what did she
tweeted,
say?
She said something about, yeah, I'm back, y'all still hating, da 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 da. And someone, and then she tweeted, name one singer who went harder than me last year. I'll wait. And someone put Willow Smith. And then someone put the cat from the Meow commercial. Not me.
Wow.
And then someone said, you know, someone so beautiful, so ratchet, hard to watch. I think celebrities should watch what they put on Twitter sometimes. You know what I mean? Because
yeah.
people can come directly
yeah.
at you, and then it becomes for everyone to see. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think, I mean, you know what? She needs to just, instead of just keeping it going, she needs to just quit.
Right.
You know,
let it go.
Commenting and saying stuff. You know,
right,
because
yeah.
the whole back and forth stuff, you're not going to win. Of course, you have your friend, your fan base, but the people you're talking about have a fan base as well. And, you know,
yeah, especially Beyonce.
If I was a star, I was like, I'm too big to even respond to this.
Right,
you never
right.
see Beyonce tweeting back. You know what I mean? It's like, no one
right.
does that.
Yeah, exactly. They said Keisha Cole tweets like a 15-year-old angry ghetto black girl. Who's always trying to fight someone. I mean, she's getting a whole bunch of craziness.
Wow. What did you think about Alicia Keys last night?
She was better, I'll say that. Jen Holland is screaming and all that stuff.
Yeah,
I,
honestly, I've never had an Alicia Keys fan, and this fire song got to go.
Yeah,
this girl
that's
fire
the, that's
song.
The one she started screaming on.
This yes.
girl is on fire. I'm like,
yeah,
what in the
yeah.
world?
I mean, I like the fact that she had John Mayer on there.
Yeah.
Not John Mayer. What's his name? Adam on there. I like that, but it's, I mean, it got to stop at some point. This fire song got to stop.
It got to stop.
I think
impressed me, Rihanna, vocally, because, you know, I'm not really
oh
a fan
God.
Of her.
Oh, my God. I was
voice.
Just going to say that. She been doing live vocal.
Someone said her vocal coach learned his money. Put in the work because she sounded pretty good.
And I was like, they're going to have her sing a slow song, but she really did a great job.
Yeah, she did a good job. She did a really
yeah,
good job.
Yeah, she really did a great job. She lost some more weight, and she's still crazier than me, but I love me some Rihanna. So I was never a fan of her vocals, though, but she did a really good job last night.
Let me ask you what you think about this. They were talking on CNN about, you know, the fact that she and Chris Brown are back together and they're kind of flaunting around, and that she has a responsibility as a public figure to, you know, the whole domestic violence kind of thing.
I think that's her choice. She's young. You know, she's in love. And, you know, I think she has to go down this route. I don't think there's any other way that she could separate herself from Chris Brown unless she goes through this path. I think this is their path. Either they're going to make it work or they're not going to make it work. But either way, I can't see her moving on. You know what I mean? Like, you know how
yeah.
destructive she can be? I just don't see her moving on. I think it's a process, and I think being back with him is part of her process and her healing process. And she may get over him and move on. Do I agree with it? No. But, you know, I don't think we all make mistakes, and if the camera was on us, trust
right.
me. And
that's what the one that God said.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I think she's doing what she needs to do to be happy, and I don't agree with it at all. No, I wouldn't be with somebody who smashed my face in. That's her personal choice, and I don't think she owes anybody any, you know, she doesn't owe anybody anything because she owes herself her happiness first.
No, I definitely agree. Want to know, let's take a commercial break. We're going to come back with Raw Beauty right back after this.
Folks, you know, I love indie films, and the other day I ran across one called Beer and Seed. It has edge. It's about an older man who returns to college, and it doesn't go well. It even includes this comedy song called I Love the Fat Chicks. I got it off of Amazon.com. You can download it. I rented it. Or, you know what, you can go to www.beerandseedthemovie.com. Indie films are awesome. Beer and Seed has edge. Rent it. I'm not kidding you, it's the greatest thing.
All right, raw beauty is everything but raw. Their music is so full of love, soul, and vibrant energy. This group's focus is to bring R&B back to its roots with a touch of sexy. Raw beauty represents the raw beauty in music and life. After years of honing their craft, performing in multiple venues with such artists as Trey Songz, I'll Be Sure, Tank, John B., and many, many more, including CeCe Peniston, and working with now Atlanta's own, I believe it's Salmonella, and world-renowned singer-songwriter Carvin Haggins, who's been on our show, and creating countless recordings, Raw Beauty, R&B, continues to take the proper steps to attain international stardom. This male and female duo was forged in the essence of soul, leaving a lasting impression with all they encounter. Please come welcome to the show, members of Raw Beauty, Richard G. White and Jessica Q. Ross. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
You. What up?
What's going on?
Welcome.
How y'all doing?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, listen, you guys have been doing your thing for some time now. I mean, the list goes on as you worked with, things you've done. Tell us about Raw Beauty and how it came to be, the group came to be.
Kind of by half said. I had a neighbor that lived across the street from me, which was Rich's best friend. Kind of got introduced off of a hair appointment set up to an extent. Rich used to have braids. My sister was breaking hair at the time. And pretty much, you know, I came downstairs one time. We started singing to each other, and we ain't stopped singing.
Ain't stopped yet.
That's the short and sweet version
of just what pretty much happened, but yeah, it kind of happened like that.
So, tell us about some of the things you do, because, you know, I know in Philly, it's huge. Everyone knows who Raw Beauty is, and even, you know, outside of there, but for those who haven't heard about you, tell us about your sound. Tell us about what you bring to music.
Well, I think for the most part, I mean, Raw Beauty is, we pretty much forged in R&B. I mean, we grew up in the 80s, so, like, being 80s babies, that was really when R&B was at its height. You know, it really didn't matter. So it didn't really matter kind of what you look like and what you dress like and things like that. All that really mattered then was if you could glow. And
a lot of us
is that. It's just forged in the real R&B of everything. And that's what we're trying to bring back.
And pretty much singing about funk, you know, singing about love and bringing that foundation back to, you know, this generation and making sure that our generation doesn't lose that and still has that kind of timeless music that they can still, you know, play, like the CeCe Peniston, the Babyfaces, the Mariah Carey, and then go back and say, oh, yeah, or whenever it comes on, you know, even now to this day, 2013, if, you know, Whippoorwill comes on, you feeling like you was back then, you know, and listening too. Yeah, you go straight back. So we're trying to create that timeless music where it can never be forgotten and it's not just forged in 1 year. Oh, that happened in 2009 or that happened in 2002. This happened for a lifetime.
Yeah, trying to basically give a little balance, back to the radio a little bit. I would like to.
What do you think is missing from today's music?
I think the balance.
Yeah.
I think everything goes one way and then it just goes that way. Everybody's doing the same thing and everybody's doing it. There's no real balance to give you any other substance to to kind of feel what R&B really and R music really was. I'm sorry, but R&B and hip hop, that's R music, but there hasn't been a lot of, to our opinion, balance to that. To
right.
give you, like, if you, if maybe you know, you don't want to, you know, they don't want to be beat up all the time. Everybody,
right.
Everybody nowadays, just they just beating it up. We're going to beat it up, we're going to beat it up again, we're going to beat it up some more. And it's just like,
that's what they're doing.
You beat it up, you can listen to Raw Beauty and you can kind of maybe get a gist of some love. We talk about a little bit what love is, and don't beat it up if you don't mind. So I just think that we just feel like the balance a little bit is what's lacking in art, period. In hip-hop, in R&B, in R music, period, that balance, I think, personally, is
I definitely hear that. Well, I know early last year you released an EP. Tell us about that project.
Say it again.
You released an EP last year, early last year?
Early last year we released, are you talking about our two singles that we released out on iTunes?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, we released two singles. Written and produced by Carvin Hagens and Ivan Barrios. Orthodox, we were blessed and honored to get some wonderful music classics from them. You know, they've written for Faith and
many timeless hits,
and it was great, and it's been great working with them and being able to get that timeless music so that we can put it out there to the world, see in here.
Yeah, and now it's just kind of working on our full project. What we did then was just like singles. And stuff like that.
Really
a couple of things to get people a little to hear us. They really get an opportunity to hear us. Because that's really what it is nowadays. The gist of it is you just want a chance to be heard. And
released
those and got those things on iTunes so that people could just hear us and hear what we're doing and hear kind of where we're going. And if you like it, you know what I mean, you love it, you know what I mean, follow us and and got more to come. But we're finishing up the album now, finally, a project we've been spending a lot of time on and not
making sure it's fine.
Making sure it's right.
And nobody can say anything bad about it. We wanted to make sure that this is the album that is the classic, timeless music that everybody can continue to play, regardless whether we get a big deal or not from this. You know, we want to make sure that we're birthing something that we're not only proud of, but that the world can be proud of.
Absolutely. And what is it ultimately? Where do you see this career going? Where do you want this career to go?
ultimately, I mean, to be honest with you, we don't really put any type of limits or boundaries on it. It's just where can we go? Whoever want to listen, we're ready to sing and sing with people who want to hear it, like what we're doing. Wherever that takes us. Is all right with us. I mean, of course, you know, we'd like to, like we said earlier, add that balance to it. The only way you can really do that is to do it on a more mass
main
stage and mass production. But I mean, the reality of it is, we just out here being creative and doing what we love to do. And wherever that takes us, God willing, it take us where it takes us. So, and I don't know about Jess, but I don't really look at it too much further than that, to be honest with you. We just doing what we love to do, hitting the stage, hitting the studio, doing good music, and just wherever it takes us, Steve, I'm on it. We on the train.
I definitely hear that. Well, listen, I want to thank you both for coming on the show tonight. Keep doing what you're doing. Everyone is loving it. We're going to have links on our Facebook page to where we can hear music.
Thank you.
We have you're on Twitter? Where can people follow you?
Yes, we're on Twitter. We're on Twitter at Raw Beauty Music, Facebook at Raw Beauty Music, Reverb Nation at Raw Beauty Music, all the social media networks, that's what we are.
You can go on Reverb Nation and check out the music. Like she said, it's at Raw Beauty Music. We're at number 19 right now.
We're trying to get down to number one.
We're trying to get down.
We need your support, love, right now.
Well, it's really decent. We've gone from, like, number 86 on there, right around there, to now we're in the top 20. So it's,
we'll
continue to move, and if people love it, please take a listen and comment. Just let us know where we're going. If we're going in the right direction or if we're not. You know what I mean? Let us know if you like the music or not. But, yeah, Reverb Nation, rawbeautymusic.com, Twitter, rawbeautymusic.com, Facebook, rawbeautymusic.com.
Definitely appreciate you all. Have a good one. God bless, okay?
Thank you. God bless.
Thank
you,
so,
thank
much.
You so much.
All right, y'all. Peace.
Oh, all right. We'll be back with C.C. Peniston. All right, back after this.
Procom Voices is your complete resource for finding professional voiceover talent for all types of projects. Radio and TV, flash, corporate video narrations, and more. Here's what sets Procom apart. We give you fast access to professional voice talent from all across the country. Actors and actresses who are handpicked by Procom and experienced in bringing copy to life. And you direct your voiceover session live, by phone, as it's happening, so you can be sure of the results. Start by searching our online talent demos broken down into convenient categories. Or call our casting experts for helpful advice in finding the perfect voice. Once you've chosen one or more voice talents, simply submit your script and book your talent online. Or just call us, toll free. At session time, you'll be connected to Procom by phone patch. Listening in on your session, you'll have the ability to interact with the voice talent you've cast and direct them yourself. Try multiple styles, hear playback, and request editing from your Procom producer to craft the perfect read. We can even connect directly to your favorite local studio via ISDN. Once you're satisfied with your recording, your files are immediately uploaded to our secure FTP site in the format you request, and you're sent a link by email. Procom Voices, top quality voiceovers. Simple, fast, and affordable. Contact us today to get started.
C.C. Peniston's music career began in 1990 when she signed to A&M Records. She got her initial exposure doing featured vocals on female rapper Overweight Pooch's 1991 single, I Like It. The label was so impressed with Peniston's vocals that they went on to release her own solo single, Finally, which dropped in the fall of 1991, and the rest was history. Finally is an uplifting anthem. It's an uplifting anthem that speaks to finally finding true love. The song has gone on to become one of the biggest dance singles, selling 3 million copies worldwide. She will later go on to release hit singles such as We Got a Love Thing, Keep On Walking, Thought You Knew, Moving On, Still, I, and many, many more. Please help me welcome to the show the one and only Miss C.C. Peniston. Welcome.
Hey, yeah.
All right.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Good. How you feeling?
Doing good.
I ain't got no fans. Y'all should know already. I just want to get it started right off the top of the show. Hey.
There we go. No, it's crazy because when we announced that you're going to be on the show, I mean, people coming out the woodworks. I love C.C. Peniston. What is she doing?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we were glad. Miss Parker, I was telling her that you were going to be on the show. And you said, what did you say about your favorite song?
I'm Moving On. I was 11. I was playing that song back to back for days, months.
Girl,
nothing
cool.
About Moving On, but it sounds good.
Thank you, girl. Trust me. Today I've been times when I'm on stage, and it applies to me. I'm singing it and feeling it all at the same time because somebody that got me heated. You know what I mean?
Wow. Well, you know, I was doing my research on you, you know, outside of what we already knew, but I know you began singing early in church and doing school productions, but one thing I did not know is that you were crowned Miss Black Arizona in 1989 and Miss Galaxy
wow.
in 1990.
Yes.
So how did you go from music to pageants back to music? How did you get involved in pageants?
Actually, you know what? I just thought pageants were like this music. I just always felt it in my soul since I was like little. I was like 13 years old. I would be like, Grandma, I'm going to be a star. You know, they send you outside, baby, go play now because they don't believe you, you know? And so I used to do like all kind of talent shows, little karaoke shows and stuff when I was younger because that was like my little school money to get my new clothes for the, you know, for the year and stuff. I'd be like, I'm going to be tight, you know?
Right.
So I would do that. And then what happened was when I got into college, you know, people were telling me about pageants. I said, well, pageants would be a great way for me to not only sing and do what I do talent-wise, but it'll make, you know, it's a great form for doing interviews. which is what I do a lot of now. So it really helped me to you know, be on my toes and stay poised, like when I'm doing interviews and stuff. So I really enjoyed that. It was cool.
I hear that. Well, Keith, tell us about your early days in your career. When after releasing Finally, which one of the biggest dance songs of all time, and you began touring and things started happening for you, what were those early days like? What was that experience? Do you remember?
Oh, heck yeah. It was a lot of fun. I mean, I had a big group of people that I would travel with the band, and we had so much fun. We were like a family. So we would go out on the road, and it would be fun. We would work, but we would make sure that in between that, you know, we would all hang out, go eat together. You know, I got a chance to, you know, travel the world and see a good portion of it. But there were times, I'm not going to lie, I was so tired from traveling so much, I would get out interviews and be like, they'd be like, so where'd you just come from? I'd be like, hey, where did we just come from? You're like, yeah, we just came from. You know, you listen to the road manager, you'd be like, hey, where did I come from? They were like, oh, yeah, we just came from Detroit, because we were, like,
wow.
So tired. We had, like I tell you, we had a lot of fun. We would lay our clothes out, like, after the show, go to a little spot, come in, bags of packed clothes are laid out, take your shower, get on the tour bus, let's go. So we had to switch out.
Oh, wow. So, finally, when you record this song and you know, it released, did you ever expect it would be as huge as it has become today?
Never. Never did I. I knew that I love music, and I knew that I would have a place in music because it was always in my soul and in my spirit, and I just felt like God was going to bless me with that. But I had no idea that on the first tryout that Finally was going to be as big as it was, and then it was a fact that I wrote it. So it was like a double thing. You know, I was like, man, okay, I'm like, I didn't know I could write a little poetry. I might have to get, you know, write some more.
Exactly.
So
yeah,
it started out as poetry. It started out as poetry first and then music.
Wow. So do you ever get tired of singing that song live? When you do
hey, as long as, hey, as long as I'm getting a check, I'm gonna never get tired of singing Finally, okay? I'm taking that right
I
now.
Hear that.
Finally, we have a remix called Suddenly. They keep saying
it. Suddenly, right. So in 1996, I mean, you were asked to come perform for President Bill Clinton.
Yes.
I mean, had these five hits back-to-back, and then now you're singing in front of the president. I mean, what's going in your mind at this point?
First of all, I'm nervous as hell because, you know what, I'm seeing, like, the national anthem and stuff, and it's like, that is just one part. Just don't mess the words up because you will get YouTube. You understand what I'm saying. Someone takes you jacking that up. So that was the first thing, but it was a great experience because at first I sang for Hillary, and she did a show in Lansing, and I sang for him, so it was a great experience. It was definitely an honor and a pleasure, and in fact, my mom got on me. I was like, Ma, I took the picture with Bill, I said, with the president. And I told her, Bill, can I hug you, Bill? She said, you did not call him Bill. I said, Mom, I did. I said, I called him Bill because I was just, you know, talking to him.
Right.
So that was my experience, and I still got that picture on my wall.
So I know that I was reading, you know, obviously, you know, you came out as this dance artist who obviously is very successful doing that. And then the music kind of changed where he's trying to go more of an R&B route. What is it that is more true to you, the dance side, the R&B, or is there a preference?
All of it.
Okay.
All of it for me. I feel like other people put me in the box. And that would be a lot of because of what Tony was. But if you look, Tony was R&B. And Keep On Walking, Finally was dance music, but Keep On Walking was R&B. So I did both, but it's just like at that time, that's when music was kind of like, it was changing and they wanted to categorize music. So for me, it's like, I feel like I could do both. I let other people put me in the box and then I have to be challenged to get out of it, but that's all right because I like a challenge. It's all good.
Yeah. And you definitely conquered the challenge. You know what I mean? You can sing.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I love it.
Now, there's so many people who, you know, you being someone who's been in the industry for such a long time, how hard is it, one, to remain relevant and to continue to give the fans and even new fans what they want from you or what they're expecting of
you? You just have to stay determined because the bottom line is no one is here to give you anything. And for me, it's like I still want it. I want to be that person who's on stage and still looks good, that's still giving the crowd, you know, what they want vocally. So I really take care of my voice. I work out 3 times a week doing CrossFit. I'm still continually writing. And I know I haven't put out any music in a while. It just hasn't been the right time for me. It's like there were certain deals that were on the table, but the deals were wrong. And I said I refuse to come out with the wrong deal, and I don't want it to be that old school music sounding jacked up. And then they're like, yeah, she tried to come back out, and it was jacked. And so I said, I'll just wait till it's the right moment. So I'm working on stuff now. I have some brand new tracks.
Yeah, it's brand new. Yeah, because everyone's talking about, you know, I heard she's making a comeback, made a comeback. Do you like to consider it a comeback, or what do you call it?
I just call it a hiatus.
Yeah.
Because
I really haven't left.
It's just that the problem is when you don't have anything commercially that is brand new on the radio, people don't know that you're still doing your craft and still doing what you do. I still travel, you know, doing a lot of shows. In fact, I have a show this weekend, the Albuquerque A Band Show.
Okay.
So I'm still doing what I love. A lot of the shows I do are with the gay crowd. So it's a lot of R&B people may not see me as much because that's the kind of shows I've been doing. But I have some things coming up that people will see me more. I'm working on 2 reality shows, and I'm working on another show. Yeah, and I'm working on another show, which I can't say yet because we haven't confirmed a date and everything. I have another show where people will know exactly what CC has been doing.
Can you tell us about the reality show? Are you able to talk a little bit about that?
I can't because it'll give it away.
Okay, okay. The show R&B Divas, you know, that that's out there with Faith Evans and some of the R&B Divas from, you know, the 90s and early 2000s. Would you ever consider being on a show like that?
Absolutely, yes. I would love to.
Yeah, yeah. What would be an ideal reality show for CC Pennington?
That would definitely be one. But you know what, for me, oh, it definitely would be one. Absolutely. I put it like this. I'm such an outgoing person, outspoken. Like, I think it would be cool. Like, I feel like you put yourself out there in the way that you want to be put out there. So whatever reality show it is, it doesn't have to show you in a bad light. You can still be who you are. And, you know, I'm not really, you know, scared of what people say because people are going to think good or bad, whoever you are. They're going to think what they want to think anyway. So you just have to just let them do what they do and you do what you do. So.
Could you ever be on a judging show like American Idol or The Voice or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. In fact, I did a show like that out here in Arizona. It was called Give Me the Mic. And I loved it. I was changing, putting on my little outfits, you know, every week. Like, I'm going to be ready. I was changing up my look. Because, you know, y'all get bored. You got to change it up. So, I would love to be. Like, I love Nicki Minaj on there. I love her on American Idol. Love her.
What do you think about the beef or whatever between Mariah and Nicki? If you had to pick a side, whose side would you be on? If you had to.
Woo! I'm going to say Nicki Minaj.
Nicki? Why is that, man?
Because I understand some of her points sometimes.
Okay.
Like, for instance, remember the time when they were trying to make the girl pick if she wanted to be country right at the moment?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, she's just trying to get over being nervous in the audition. It's like, okay, you need to be an R&B artist right now. You know, like, who does that? Like, so I understand why she kind of got agitated. So I could, you know, I just like her flow, though, too.
Yeah, yeah. Who's on your iPod now? Who do you listen to today?
Oh, man, a lot of people. I love Charlie Wilson's new stuff. I listen to Keisha Cole. In fact, that's my ringtone, trust me, believe me, that new song that she has.
Yeah.
Not me now, but you know what I mean. I have that. Lil Wayne. I listen to a variety. Yeah, Lil Wiz Khalifa. I listen to a variety of stuff.
Don't laugh at me.
You think I got the side, huh? You seem a little happy chick.
I'm not surprised, but, you know, I mean, I'm loving your personality. I'm not surprised. You probably like me, have a huge, diverse thing of music that you listen to, you know, depending on your mood and what you're in the mood for and whatnot. So,
definitely.
So you've been through, you know, throughout your career, you've done music, you've been on TV shows, even in film plays and things like that. What's next? I know you're working on your music. When can we expect it? When can we hear new CC Pennington?
Well, this is what I'm doing. I'm waiting to see what's going to happen with the reality shows because, you know, once you get on the reality show, then you know you got to have your product ready to go. Boom,
yeah,
everything in alignment. So I'm waiting on a couple of things to to unfold first before I try to, you know, put everything into place myself. I'm going to see what's happening with that. But just know that I'm definitely writing and in the studio. Not right now, because I know I sound really hoarse, y'all, too. I sound like Lou Rawls right now. You know, I've had a really bad cold, so y'all forgive me.
Oh, no. I'm sorry to hear that. Hope you can definitely get better. Now, you know, tonight is the 1 year anniversary of the passing of Whitney Houston. Did you ever get to meet her?
Man, I did, and she was absolutely beautiful. And I loved, she had a little spice to her. I loved her personality. You know, it was definitely a sad moment in music, because there will never be another one like her. I don't care who comes around, there will never be another Whitney Houston.
Yeah, I hear that. Let me ask you about the whole, and it's old now, but the whole controversy over whether or not Beyonce lip-sync at the inauguration or not. What are your thoughts on that, about artists who lip-sync or if they post it down? What do you feel, how do you feel about that?
I mean, I'm one of them artists, like, I really always sing live. But,
right.
Like, there's been times when I wasn't able to on certain shows and I didn't like that. I'm like, the crowd's not going to feel it. They don't feel it the same. But there are instances where I may have sang with the track. I have done it before, but it's not really my flow. She had to do what she had to do. I mean, for real, people, come on now. How many times is Beyonce sang live? You know what she can do.
Exactly.
But then I kind of, but this part I do understand. It takes the feeling away of actually feeling the energy of what was really there at that entire moment. So I get both sides, but we know she can put it down.
Yeah, she killed the Super Bowl, didn't she? Did you see that?
Oh, man. She threw down. I can't even front on her. She got it going on. You know, she's a beautiful girl. She's doing her thing. So, you know, hey, another sister doing her thing. I can only give her love.
I hear that. Well, listen, I want to give you so much love for being on tonight. And I can't wait to see the reality shows. I can't wait for new music. I know you have fans. I'm telling you, my inbox was flooded with CeCe Peniston. Tell her I love her. Tell her this. GK told me to make sure I tell you that he loves you. And he appreciates you, and we're all very just eager to hear new music from you. So thank you again for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me on the show, and thank you for loving me. I appreciate you guys so much, so thank you.
Do you tweet?
Yeah, I do. I tweet. I have on Facebook. I have a fan page. Why are you messing with me? See, why are you messing with me, boo?
No, man. I
want to
be your Facebook friend.
Ms. Parker, you're supposed to have my back, Ms. Parker.
I'm sorry. He meant it a good way. He's not
messing
with you.
I know. I'm just messing with you, baby.
Ms. Parker, doesn't she just seem like the kind of person you want to be friends with?
No, great spirit. I love it.
Thank you, baby. So maybe come over there and
look
with my Twitter.
Act like you know us. We're gonna look you up. I'm looking you up now.
I am so not her. Just trust me. I'll get on there clowning sometime. They're like, CeCe, you need to quit. I'm like, hey, I'm just saying. I will get on one so quick.
I hear that. Well, listen, definitely want to thank you again for your time. Hope your cold goes away, and can't wait to hear new music from you. So God bless to you.
Thank you so much. All right, y'all have a good one. All right.
Have a good night.
You too, babe. Bye-bye.
Miss CeCe Peniston, y'all. All the fans, hopefully I asked the
right
question.
Yeah, great interview. I mean, awesome personality.
I love it. I can't wait to see the reality show.
I'll be checking for that, too.
Absolutely. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll come back with Steven's playlist.
Entertainment, comedy, whatever you need. Also, exclusive interviews from the Oscars, NAACP, awards, and more. Stay tuned to EOTMradio.com.
EOTMradio.com. going on, and we're moving strong.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. Now it's time to go on Stephen's playlist. As you know, we receive music from people all over the country wanting to be featured during this segment. Each week, we select artists to play on our playlist, and tonight our playlist features songs by both independent and major artists, including Miss CeCe Peniston and Raw Beauty, who are our guests tonight. Now, if you are interested in being featured on Stephen's playlist, please email us at thestephennightshow@gmail.com. Attach one or two songs, your bio, and one or two promotional pictures. Now, remember, all songs must be edited for radio, meaning no cursing. So we definitely want to hear from you. Now, as we mentioned, today, February 11th, marks the one-year anniversary of the passing of the late, great Miss Whitney Houston. It's been a lot that's happened since then with, you know, her mother just released a book that kind of really goes into the personal things that she went through, you know, with her marriage and with drug use and some other things, as well as, you know, the kind of person that people say that she was, a very loving, giving kind of person. And there's been some controversy over that. Ms. Parker, what do you think about that? Bob Christina doesn't like the fact that the book was written. What do you think about that?
I mean, I think her mother was very candid about, you know, her experiences. And you know, you can definitely tell that she's a no-nonsense person. I like the fact that she's pretty honest with herself about what happened with her kids, and all of her kids ended up being on drugs. And I think that's just her way of processing it. Everyone grieves in a different way, and I think she probably needed to write that book so she can, you know, move on and try to heal somehow. You can never move on or never fully heal from anything like that. But I think that in that case, that, you know, she has to do what she has to do to heal as well. And Bobby Christine, I understand where she's coming from. So she's at this stage, her grieving process is to be very protective of her mother's, you know, her mother's legacy and who she saw her mother as. You know, we see our parents as, you know, people who are just, you know, you just have a different view on your parents.
No one
judging your mother. So it's like, you know, especially how close they were. So I get both their sides, and it's just a sad situation. I hope that in this time of sadness where they're, you know, grieving the one-year anniversary, that they're able to come together and kind of help each other heal and grieve instead of being at war and being at odds with each other.
Absolutely. Well, in honor of Whitney tonight, one thing you couldn't take away from was the beautiful gift that she had within her. And we're going to be playing her biggest song that she released in 1992, entitled I Will Always Love You. Enjoy it, and enjoy Stephen's playlist. Whitney Houston.
Enjoy, everyone.
but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And
guess what? I made it.
I'm the Marvel.
I just want you to see. Guess what? I made it.
I'm the Marvel.
I just want you to see. Come take a look.
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 Guess what? I made it.
I'm the Marvel.
I just want you to see. Guess what? I made it.
I'm the Marvel.
I just want you to see. Come take a look.
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 What's up with all of these haters?
Huh?
Looking at me all stupid.
Yeah.
Peniston and one of her greatest hits, I'm Not Over You. I want to give a special shout out to Raw Beauty, CeCe Peniston, all the listeners, and for tuning in tonight. Continue to bring you great shows. Tell a friend, tell several friends. But until next week, have a great week and God bless.
BET, home of some of the greatest shows, such as Monique, Let's Stay Together, The Game, Steve Harvey, Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix, and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites such as Spotlight, What the Flick, Stay Tuned, Head Over Heels, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's video library. Also, don't forget to catch the countdown on 106 in Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes? Or just want to read and catch up on BET news? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211, or phone BET Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.